Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study from His precious Word. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and let's open the Word of God together and let God speak to our heart from His Word. We're turning in our Bible today, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 16. I've spent a lot of time in the Old Testament dealing with the giving, and come on into the New Testament on Monday and look at some scripture there. But I want to move today now to the third type of giving that is taught in the Word of God. And this is my real burden as we move on into the area of missions giving. Let me remind you that what we studied thus far, there are three types of giving taught in the Word of God. First of all, there's the tithe. A brief summary of tithing is simply this. The first 10% of our income does not belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. And God has given us instructions that we are to separate His portion from our portion. Then number two, we're to bring His portion to the place which the Lord our God has chosen to put His name. And of course, in this dispensation, the church, that is the local church. And then we're to dedicate it to God. And in that dedication, it loses our identity. It becomes the church's money. It's the Lord's tithe. And in the Word of God, it was used to finance the local, normal operation of the work of God. And my friend, I simply say again, there is no other purpose mentioned in the Bible for the tithe except that. Now, I don't want to be critical when I say what I'm fixing to say, but I need to say what I'm fixing to say. There are those who get on the radio and other places and tell you otherwise about tithing. And here's all I've got to say. If you will study the majority of them who tell you that you do not have to take the Lord's tithe to the church house, they would like for you to send part of it to them. And the reason they leave it that way is because they know if they take it all to church, then they will not get any of it. And most of them has a ministry that is not centered in the local church and under the authority of the local church. But I want to tell you, God did not set up ministries. God set up the church. And God said, that's the place that I'm going to put my name there. And that's the only place in the Bible that God recognizes for us to bring His tithe. He does not give us any liberty or license in the Word of God. And by the way, please hear me. I'm not being critical, but it does not matter what somebody else thinks. It does not matter what other circumstances might arise. God said, it's my money. You separate it from yours, and you bring it to the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place His name there. Now, the only question we face is, are we going to take what God says about His tithe and do what God tells us to do with His tithe? Are we going to take what God said belonged to Him and use it our way? Use it some other way? Because some other man said we had that liberty. Not so. So the first 10% of my income does not belong to me. It belongs to God. And my only responsibility is separate His from mine, bring His to the church, dedicate it to God. And then I'm to do that in a spirit of worship and in a spirit of rejoicing. That tithe then becomes the church's money. And it's God's way of financing the normal operation of the local church. And when you realize that, then it's not some member that keeps the lights on and the doors open, but it's God that pays the bill. It's not the members who pay the preacher. It's God that pays His servant, the man of God. So we looked at the tithe, and its purpose in the Word of God was financing the normal operation of the work of God on the local scene. Then we looked at the special special offering and the free will offering. And we said that free will offering could be called either a special offering or a love offering. And those were monies that were to be given, not just to finance the local church only, but for special needs that arises in the life and ministry of the local church, are the Lord's work. It may be in the church, it may be out of the church, but God said we take care of that by the means of a free will offering, a special offering, a love offering, as it is described in the Word of God. And by the way, I make this statement very clearly. We do not accept tithes here at Harvest Time Broadcast. You send a check to our address that says tithes on it, we'll return it. But we do receive offerings, and the broadcast continues to grow and is kept on the air by the generosity of God's people sending offerings to our address that's given day after day, and the goodness of churches that support us on a monthly basis. But we do not accept tithe. This broadcast is not financed by tithes, but it is financed by free will offerings, special offerings, love offerings, as God leads the people to give. I want to make that real clear. I'm rather dogmatic about it. I'm not to take that tithe. That's to be taken to the church. So that tithe belongs to the local church. You take it there, dedicate it to God, and it's used of God to pay the bills there on the local scene. Above that, for special needs, is the free will offering. But now I want to come today and begin what will take several days to cover, the missions offering and missions giving as it's taught in the Word of God. And before I deal with missions, I need to say this. We've just recently, in the last couple of weeks, picked up several new radio stations. And I do want to say to you, I do not preach on money and giving all the time. But you just joined us at a time when I'm dealing with giving. I do preach the gospel. I do preach salvation messages. But I'm in the process right now for a period of days preaching on what the Bible teaches about giving. And we learned that we studied about the tithe. We studied about the free will offering. Now today I want to begin the study on the mission offering. How do we finance missions? Now listen to me carefully. We'd be real foolish if we even entertain the idea that the Lord would set up something as great as a church and not set up a method of financing it. We would be equally foolish to entertain the thought that the Lord would give that church the Great Commission, as great as it is, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Can you even imagine entertaining the thought that God would give us such a great commission and not set up some method of financing it in the Word of God? Some time ago, I was teaching to a group of high school students and junior high students this principle of giving. And I said to them, for the Lord to have set up the church and not set up a method of financing it, and for the Lord to have set up the Great Commission and not set up a method of financing it, would be like me establishing a business. And in that business, I hire you children to be my laborers. And I simply give you the key to the building, and I say, here it is. Run it the best you can, finance it the best you can, raise the money the best you can, and try to make it a successful ongoing business for my own benefit. Now you say, well, preacher, that's absurd, and it is. And the children could not do that. Well, that would not be any more foolish than for you to entertain the thought that the Lord would say to us, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and not give us in the Bible a method of financing worldwide missions. Now, I want to say to you, the Lord gave us the principles, and by the grace of God, we'll take the time of the next few broadcasts and look in the Word of God at God's plan, not mine, not even the Baptist, but God's plan of financing world missions as God lays it down for us in the Word of God. In your mind, I wish you would do something just a moment. Think with me. I want you to see three offering plates as you're accustomed to seeing at your church. The first offering plate is a tithe. Let's put the first 10% of our income in it, and then we will set it aside. It's to finance the local church ministry, the work there at home. Then look at that second offering plate. We will call that the free will offering. In that we put our special offering or our love offering that is designated for special needs that might come in the life and ministry of the church. All right, you got that one now? Let's set that second offering plate aside, and we're through with them. We've already given them. We had a purpose for giving them. God designated a use for them in the Word of God. And so we've given the tithe to take care of the local normal operation. We've given a special offering for the special needs that rises in the life and ministry of the church and God's work. But now then, let's take the third offering plate. What are we going to do with it? I want you in your mind to write on it, missions offering. Where do we get our mission money? Where does it come from? Now, several years ago, in the denominational circles, somebody came up with the idea that what we ought to do was tithe of the Lord's tithe into a mission fund and give 10% of the church income in the missions. And I'm not against that. As a matter of fact, the church I'm a member of gives over 30% of our total income to missions beside our regular mission offering. God has blessed us and enabled us to do so. And I rejoice in that. But that's not God's plan of just supporting missions out of the Lord's tithe. Let me give you a couple of things against that to help you understand it. First of all, if you're going to say to the Lord, we're going to give 10% of our church income to missions, what you're literally saying to the Lord is this: Lord, if you would bless us with $1,000, we'd keep 900. But Lord, we would give 100 to missions. Lord, if you'd bless us with $2,000, we would give 200 of it to missions, but we're going to keep 1,800. You see, that's not right. That's not God's plan. God set up a mission offering whereby all that's given, 100%, is to go into missions. And by the way, don't miss this. Since the tithe belongs to the Lord, when you support missions out of tithing, then you have not given one thing yourself to the cause of missions. Now then, all I have time to do today is answer this question, and then we'll continue the study tomorrow. What is a mission offering? Would you think a moment? How would you describe a mission offering? Let me see if I can put it in a way that the Holy Ghost will use to help us understand what a mission offering is. A mission offering is money that is collected by the church, but not for the church. It is money that is collected by the church to be sent out from the church to those serving the Lord in other places. Now think about that a moment. Let me repeat it again. A mission offering is money that is collected by the church, but not for the church. It's money collected by the church to be sent out from the church to those serving God in other places. Often as I deal with this in the pulpit across the country, I say to the people, let me give you an illustration. Can you imagine the pastor getting up and saying, about a month down the road, we're going to receive a special mission offering and buy us a piano. We're going to receive a mission offering and buy us a new organ. And they start shaking their heads. No. You see, a mission offering is not for us. If it's for us, it's not for missions, but it's money collected by the church to be sent out from the church to those serving the Lord in other places. We'll continue the Lord waiting on tomorrow. Father, take the word now. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest
Well, I trust the broadcast was a blessing to you today. Let me remind you, it's time once again for old-fashioned camp meeting here at Faith Baptist Camp in Resaca, Georgia. Brother Sammy Allen and the folk of Concord Baptist Church give you an invitation to join us Thanksgiving week. We begin on Sunday, November the 21st, and go through Friday night with services in the morning, the afternoon, and in the evening. Many people will be driving in from many different states, and I hope you'll join with us. We're located just off of Interstate 75, about 70 miles north of Atlanta, and about 45 miles south of Chattanooga. Make your plans to come and be with us. Pray for the broadcast. Take a moment, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden. Address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.